We begin tonight with the exclusive interview just before we came on the air tonight. President Trump with our lead over the president. Tonight, reelected. George, good evening.
David, good evening. It was an extraordinary.
As we walked into the Oval Office, President Trump had already tweeted about new polls showing him behind the Democrats, clearly not happy.
Why does it bother you so much?
Because it's untrue. I like the truth. You know, I'm actually a very honest guy. If I thought they were correct, I wouldn't be complaining at all. I understand that. It's like the witch hunt that goes on.
The Russia investigation, a topic he raised first and returned to again and again. As he spoke in the White House over on Capitol Hill, Donald Trump Jr. was arriving to testify again.
Are you here to correct your testimony?
Intelligence Committee today, and again, he was not charged with anything. In retrospect, though,
by the way, not only wasn't he charged, if you read it, with all of the horrible fake news, I mean, I was reading that my son was going to go to jail. This is a good young man, that he was going to go to jail.
In June of 2016, just months before the election, Don Jr. received an email from a business associate promising dirt on Hillary Clinton from the Russian government. Don Jr.'s response, "If it's what you say, I love it." The conversation led to a meeting in Trump Tower that included the president's son, his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and a Russian lawyer. Don Jr. insists nothing came of it. And special counsel Robert Mueller concluded there was not enough evidence to charge a conspiracy between the Trump campaign and Russia.
And then the report comes out. And they didn't even say, they hardly even talked about it.
Should he have gone to the FBI when he got that email?
Okay, let's put yourself in a position. You're a congressman. Somebody comes up and says, hey, I have information on your opponent. Do you call the FBI?
I don't think it's coming from Russia,
I'll tell you what,
you do.
I've seen a lot of things over my life. I don't think in my whole life I've ever called the FBI. In my whole life. You don't call the FBI. You throw somebody out of your office. You do whatever
you do. Al Gore got a stolen briefing book. He called the FBI.
Well, that's different, a stolen briefing book. This isn't a stolen. This is somebody that said, we have information on your opponent. Oh, let me call the FBI. Give me a break. Life doesn't work that way.
The FBI director says that's what should happen.
The FBI director is wrong.
Your campaign this time around, if foreigners, if Russia, if China, if someone else offers you information on an opponent, should they accept it or should they call the FBI?
I think maybe you do both. I think you might want to listen. There's nothing wrong with listening. If somebody called from a country, Norway, we have information on your opponent. Oh, I think I'd want to hear it.
You want that kind of interference in our elections?
It's not an interference. They have information. I think I'd take it. If I thought there was something wrong, I'd go maybe to the FBI if I thought there was something wrong. But when somebody comes up with Oppo research, right? They come up with Oppo research. Oh, let's call the FBI. The FBI doesn't have enough agents to take care of it. But you go and talk honestly to congressmen. They all do it. They always have. And that's the way it is. It's called Oppo research.
So let's get back to George tonight. George, it's very clear the race for 2020 is also on the president's mind. The tweets already trading attacks with Joe Biden. And he told you that he believes he has a strong case to make for reelection.
He's excited about the case on the economy, on tariffs and trade. David, he's excited about relaunching next Tuesday in Orlando, says that over 70,000 people will attend. So he's ready to go out to the country and make that case. But it's also clear, as you saw, David, that he's angry at the press, angry about those polls, and still very concerned and interested in that Russia investigation.
All right. Incredible.